From WFIU Public Radio at Indiana University, welcome to the A Moment of Science podcast, bringing engaging science to those with unlimited curiosity but a limited amount of time.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com.
Once again, it's lunchtime with A Moment of Science, where we discuss the science of food. Today for lunch, I have a peanut butter sandwich.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on there.
What's wrong, Don?
I'm allergic to peanuts. Get that thing out of here.
Jeez, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Even just a whiff of peanut butter can trigger a reaction. And if I actually eat a peanut or something made with peanuts, things can get bad.
How bad?
I could actually die. Did you know that peanut allergies are one of the most lethal allergies around? Millions of people are allergic, and in really bad cases, a peanut allergy can make your throat close up and suffocate you.
Yikes! But did you know that scientists are working on creating an allergen-free peanut?
Really?
Yep. Some researchers are trying to breed peanuts that don't cause allergies, and others are mucking around with peanut genes. But one of the most promising is Mohammed Ahmedna at North Carolina State, who's developed a process of treating peanuts with antibodies.
Antibodies?
Right. They're somehow able to locate the chemicals in peanuts that make them allergenic and knock them out. So far in the lab, the process has worked beautifully.
Does it work when people actually eat the peanuts?
That's not clear, since the treated peanuts haven't been tested on people yet. But that's the next step. If it works, just think, Don, you'd no longer be scared of my peanut butter sandwich.
And on that day, I'd finally be able to breathe easier.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Mohammed Ahmedna at North Carolina State University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from BP, which is working to provide today's energy while transitioning to a low-carbon future. More information at bp.com/US.